Jargon Buster. Sometimes the music industry can seem a bit impenetrable and technical jargon and acronyms are commonplace. We might use some of these during the course of this guide, and you'll no doubt come across others in the course of your career. Here, we list a few common terms to help you find your way. PA, Public Address System, comprising of microphones, mixers, front-of-house speakers and monitors. When a PA is in-house, it's permanently located within the venue. When hiring a PA, be sure to understand exactly what will be provided. Backline. Traditionally, backline is what you see at the back of the stage, i.e. guitar amps, bass cabs, drum kits, not including breakables, which are things like cymbals, snare, stands and kick pedals. Usually, the headliner of a show will be the ones to provide the backline for a gig or tour. You should ask in advance if this is the case. For festivals or all-dayers, a backline will usually be provided, but make sure to ask what's available. Line check. As opposed to a normal extensive sound check, a line check tests each channel and instrument is feeding into the desk. Usually used at festivals or all-dayers when there's not enough time for a sound check for all the artists on the lineup. Tech spec. This is a document you should send in advance of the gig, which will let the sound engineer know what your setup on stage is. It can be a simple list of microphones and instruments on stage, or you can add extra info on how an instrument should sit in the mix, or how each band member likes their monitor mix. Please remember this should be chatted about in advance, as smaller venues may not be able to accommodate everything. Stage plan. A visual representation of how you line up on stage. Imagine if someone took a picture of you from above the stage and how that would look. It helps sound engineers to know where the bass or keys go on a stage so they can plan where to set up stands and leads. Booking agent. The person that arranges the band's live performance. Books the shows, negotiates fees and accommodation, and works closely with the band, management and promoters. Rider. A hospitality rider consists of food and drink provided by a promoter for performers. A tech rider is the list of equipment an artist requires in order to perform their set. See tech spec or stage plan. Biography, press release. A biography is a kind of potted history of a band or artist's musical career, often including previous work, notable projects and achievements. If you're a brand new artist or band, then a biography might not be a priority, but a press release is always useful. A press release is much more immediate. It should explain what you're currently doing, whether that's releasing a single, album, or touring. A good press release should be succinct and descriptive, explaining what you're doing, when, and why. Try your best to describe the music, including some information on themes or subjects your music tackles, and always remember to include links to your music and social media pages. You could also talk about live shows and include quotes from previous bits of positive press or airplay you've received. Confusingly, sometimes a press release will be referred to as a PR, which is not to be confused with a public relations person who will act on your behalf to promote your work for a fee. See publicist, PR, plugger. High-res images. High-res stands for high resolution. Any press images you take should be at least 300 dpi, that's dots per inch, so they're usable for print publications. Professional photographers will always supply high-res versions. If you're taking images yourself, make sure you check your camera or phone settings. EPK, Electronic Press Kit, a package set of promotional materials hosted online. A kind of one-stop shop where all your promotional material is collated for journalists to access. Dropbox is a useful platform for hosting an EPK. Upload the information you want to share, including high-res images, press release, MP3s, video files, etc., and make the folder accessible to anyone with a shared link. It's also useful for technical information for gigs and tours. Publicist, PR, plugger. In much the same way an agent will work on your behalf to secure you gigs or tours, a publicist or PR will do the same for media, attempting to gain you interviews, reviews, features in magazines, newspapers and online. A plugger will do the same job for radio, promoting their clients' music to international, national and internet radio stations. Both PRs and pluggers can be expensive to hire, as they will have knowledge and relationships which are difficult to build on a DIY level. DAW, Digital Audio Workstation, software that's used to record music. 4-track, a recording device with only 4 tracks or channels, as opposed to DAWs which have basically unlimited tracks or channels. Sync. Synchronization. In the music industry, sync means having your music used in visual mediums. These could include advertising, gaming, in feature films or documentaries, TV shows, library music or trailers. Sync licenses are administered by publishing companies. Music supervisor. A person who organizes music for a TV program or film. Music supervisors will be listed on the end credits of a program. Give their name and the TV show a quick Google and you, potentially, have a direct line to the person who makes the decisions. Distribution. Getting the music into the public's hands and ears. This can mean online streaming services or pressing physical copies onto vinyl, CD or tape and sending them to record shops. Digital distributors, also known as aggregators, broker deals between the artist and streaming platforms. There's no need to sign to this kind of distributor, it's simply a service offered. You can find out more about that a little bit later. DSP, Digital Service Provider, basically a platform where we find and listen to music.